Louis Cager with Joel Shapiro for the Archives of American Art, Westport, New York, July 15th, 1988.
Is this?
Yeah. Cool. We'll start out by asking your full name.
Joel Elias Shapiro.
And you were born?
No. September 27th, 1941.
In New York?
In Manhattan.
In Manhattan.
Where was I born? The French hospital.
And did you have brothers and sisters?
One sister who was a year older. Joan.
So you were the youngest child?
Youngest child. Two in the family.
And you were born during the Second World War?
Not really, I guess right before the war. I mean,
for
the
America,
war started in December.
Right.
But actually during World War II.
Do you remember anything?
Of the war?
Yeah, oh, that, as a kid.
Well, my father was stationed at an army base.
He was?
Well, he was a physician. Joseph.
Right.
And my mother, Anna. And we lived, I don't remember, maybe in 19, you know, we lived in Manhattan. I guess then my parents moved to Sunnyside, Queens. And then my father enlisted and we moved to Texas. And I absolutely remember living, have distinct memories of living on this army base.
So that was during the war?
Yeah.
Part of his, so he was in the service as a kind of
medical corps. Yeah, he was in the service as a physician, right.
Did he go overseas?
No, he didn't.
But you were in an army base in Texas. Do you remember where?
Yeah, I went back there a couple of years ago, just out of a lark. It was in Weatherford. Weatherford, Texas, which is sort of, I think it's kind of due west of Fort Worth. Usual kind of arid, dry. It's no longer an army base. In fact, I went back there looking around. I don't know why. I was curious.
Yeah.
I don't know if I had any real recollections, but maybe it was in home movies that I had seen when I was, you know, a teenager.
Later on
that I could then recognize it. But I remember, you know, German POWs and swimming in the officers' club and stuff like that. I had a good time, as I recall.
So medical officers were, or your father was an officer in the sense of being like a medical officer?
No, he was a captain and a major.
But the whole family was there?
Right. Yeah, of course.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And
what do you remember about, or what do you recall from the movies?
Living in a house in the backyard and somehow playing with my sister, swimming in rivers, the Brazos River, quicksand, I mean various things that you would, dangers and a huge ant colony in the back. And apparently my mother, but she could tell you more, but I mean I wouldn't get into it. She set up a nursery school, which may have been one of the first nursery schools in the whole area. She liked it. I think they were happy there.
She ran that?
Well, she organized it and established it.
Was it like a cooperative or?
Possibly.
Different people or she was really running it?
Well, I don't think she ran it. I think she sort of initiated it. But my memories are just sort of that. I mean, I think that their reference to it after we moved back to the city after the war, you know, would sort of cause me to have more good recollection than I normally would. But I can vaguely remember the terrain and the areas.
Pretty flat.
Yeah, flat and dusty. Tumbleweed, stuff like that. Barren. Now it's very depressed. I think it was the peach capital of Texas, where Mary Martin was born.
Oh, really?
That's two planes to fail. So I did take this drive. I had an afternoon to kill. I was in some show. I had a show at the Dallas Museum. So I drove to Fort Worth. Go about